urban planners and city agencies are calling it the superhighway of bicycles. 64 miles in all, the trail would run mostly along the Trinity River, from existing bike paths in downtown Fort Worth through Arlington, then in a loop through Irving and Grand Prairie, and finishing off on the new Trinity Skyline Trail in downtown Dallas. Cyclists like Chris Kernett hope the superhighway will one day become a way of life. He lives in North Dallas, bikes 3 miles to work every day, and often enjoys a more leisurely ride at night.
I'll just go by myself. It's like the kids are in bed, the temperature's good, but it's just a very peaceful, almost zen-like experience.
Kernett's part of a small but growing number of cyclists who would use the bike trail to get around day to day, rather than rely on cars. A decade ago, he says, options like this didn't exist.
Back then, things were so splintered. And you would go on some of the bike forums and you'd see somebody post every now and then, is anybody in Dallas riding a bicycle?
Pedal ahead to this decade. 3 years ago, a citywide survey found nearly 80% of Dallasites would bike more often if there were more off-street trails. That surge in interest gave Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price an idea. As a long-distance road biker of 25 years and an occasional bike commuter to City Hall, she asked,
wouldn't it be nice to be able to connect the whole Metroplex, to encourage people to get out and to use the trails, to see the beauty, to see different cities?
So became the Fort Worth to Dallas connection. It's just one segment of a larger network of trails the North Central Texas Council of Governments has dubbed the Regional Veloweb. The Veloweb already boasts more than 300 miles, from the Santa Fe Trail in Dallas to the Trinity Trails in Fort Worth and Fish Creek Trail through Arlington and Grand Prairie. And the council is planning for another 1,400 miles. The trail between Fort Worth and Dallas has cyclists most excited.
30 miles of it already exists. You could bike on it today.
Carla Weaver is a program manager for the council. She says the other 34 miles will connect those trails already in place in Fort Worth, Arlington, Irving, Grand Prairie, and Dallas.
When you look at the population of people that would come in contact to that trail or that within 2 miles of that trail, it's close to a million people.
The trail would run next to the river in spots through numerous neighborhoods and job centers. Planners want it to be multimodal. That means people could cycle and walk on the trail and also use it to connect to other forms of transit, like the Trinity Railway Express. Bud Melton, a bicycle and pedestrian planner for the DFW region, says the trail redefines convenience. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, in urban areas like DFW, half of all trips in cars, buses, and bikes are less than 3 miles, and a quarter are less than one.
We shouldn't be burning a gallon of gas to get a gallon of milk. People realize that, you know, we're locked in irons when we have to wait 15 minutes to get out of a cul-de-sac to get our kids to school when the school is just on the other side of the block.
10 more miles of the Fort Worth to Dallas Trail are already being built. Another 10-mile stretch, costing $7 million, is expected to be approved by the Regional Transportation Council on Thursday. At the east end of this cycling superhighway, with the backdrop of downtown Dallas skyscrapers, Jonathan Braddock takes a break from his ride. He's with a group called Bike Friendly Oak Cliff, spending a sunny Saturday on the brand-new Trinity Skyline Trail.
It'll open up parts of North Texas that people don't ever get to see, which is mostly the Trinity, the natural resources that we have that for so many years we've turned our back to.
Planners hope the full 64 miles will be linked up in 4 years. For KERA News, I am Stephanie Kuo.